On Tuesday, we went to Maiwo to check on available sites which the chief, the landowners, actually allocate for the families of Ambai, so that we could reallocate them to them. And they've shown some very good positive, we have received some very good positive response from them. The land area that they've allocated, I think, it's more than enough to accommodate people of Ambai. And so we went to Pentecost Central and the southern part. In principle, the chiefs, they have given the welcoming people from Ambai for the allocation of land for this displaced population to stay and to live on. The response is not clear on that yet.
So there's 11,000 people living on Ambai at the moment, approximately, and it looks like there'll be enough room to house all of those in this land?
Yes. There's also interest from Santo and Malekula and also some other islands. But the government is yet to decide whether they will move to just one island or on several islands. But this decision is not yet clear. What is clear is government has given a mandate to one of island relocation. So once we exhaust them and we'll talk to the chiefs, then we will plan out how many people to move on to which island.
And of course, finding the land is one aspect of it, but then the other aspect is persuading people to leave, to go to that land, persuading people to perhaps split up from people that they've been close with. How is that side of the negotiations going?
That is something we are discussing with the people on Ambai. We're not trying to force anyone to move. But however, we will be providing a place, a second home, in negotiations with the landowners on the outer island. And then those who are willing to move, we will move them to this new place. And those that are not yet willing to move, they can stay. But there is a place, if the situation gets worse, the government won't declare another state of emergency. These people will actually move to a place we've already identified. Those who are already in evacuation centers, they have some interest to move because they've kind of lost almost everything. There's really nothing there to lose. And the idea is the government is, and also with the Panama provincial government, working together and actually trying to provide a second home to these affected people. And so once we've secured a place of island, that will be the second home. They can, if they're willing, we'll move them there. And even when they're there and the situation of volcano goes down, they can take a boat across to Ambai and visit the plantations or whatever. When the situation gets worse, they can just go back to the side of island, the second home.
The other element of that is the cost of relocating that many people. I've seen it quoted that you estimate it will cost around 200 million vatu. Where are you getting that number from?
This is basically based on the relocation, mass relocation that we did last year. It's just an estimation. It could be less, it could be more. The government has allocated some budget towards that. We are also working with our development partners to see how they can assist the current operation.